by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Battle of Badr is a very famous battle between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. This battle took place at Badr, a place between Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara on the 17th of Ramadan of 2nd Hijri. As regards to weapons and soldiers, the Muslim army was weaker significantly. The number of Muslim soldiers upholding the noble flag of the beloved Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was merely 313, consisting of young and old Ansar and Muhajireen who were contesting against a massive and equipped army of the unbelievers. The Muslim army had only 6 armors and 8 swords, whereas the unbelievers' army was comprised of almost 1,000 furious and strong warriors. And these warriors were armed with 100 excellent horses, 700 camels, and diverse fatal weapons. In front of such a strong military, power of the unbelievers, unrest and anxiety among the Muslims was a natural element. Our beloved Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam spent the whole night in salah and supplications, imploring, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, if this small number of people is killed, then no one will be left on the face of the earth to worship you till the day of judgment." During the supplication, the sacred shawl fell down from the blessed shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and due to overwhelming emotions, the blessed tears welled up. When the companion of the cave, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saw him in this state of anxiety, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became worried. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu lifted up the fallen shawl, placed it over the sacred shoulders of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, held the blessed hand and consoled in a very sympathetic tone with great respect and reverence, and said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not worry. Surely Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill his promise." Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam stopped supplicating on the request of his most loyal devotee, Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and invoked following Quranic ayah in a very prophetic way, full of conviction and determination. Translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman: "The group will soon be chased away and they will turn their backs to flee." In the morning, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam expressed his knowledge of the unseen and delivered the glad tidings that if you people would stay in the battlefield with patience and perseverance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend the angels' army from the skies for your support. Therefore, an army of 5,000 angels descended into the battlefield, and instantaneously the scenario of the battlefield changed. 70 unbelievers were killed and 70 were arrested, and the remaining ran off from the battlefield, leaving their possessions behind. All the prominent war chiefs of Quraysh were killed. Among the Muslims, there were 14 fortunate Muslims who embraced the rank of martyrdom. And among those martyrs, there were 6 Muhajireen and 8 Ansar. The Muslims also won a huge amount of war possessions that were left behind by the defeated army. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the events of Badr and the army of angels in the following words of the Holy Quran. Translation, Kanzul Iman: "And Allah indeed helped you at the Battle of Badr, when you were complete without resources, so fear Allah that you may be thankful. Remember, when you, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were saying to the believers, 'Is it not sufficient for you that your Lord may support you by sending down 3,000 angels?' Yes, why not? If you display patience and piety and the disbelievers attack you suddenly, your Lord will send down 5,000 distinctively marked angels to help you. And Allah Azza wa Jal did not grant this victory except for your pleasure, and only in order that your heart may attain satisfaction with it. And there is no help except from Allah, the overpowering, the wise." Despite having less soldiers, the viewers of Madani Channel, and less armory, the Muslims became victorious in the Battle of Badr. We learn from this the moral lesson that success is not dependent upon magnitude of army and ammunition. Instead, it depends upon the divine help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whenever He Azza wa Jal wills, He Azza wa Jal helps the Muslims by sending an army of angels in the battlefield. And despite being less in manpower and military equipment, they still become victorious and defeat the pagan's army. However, for such success and divine support, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned two conditions: patience and piety. If the Muslims show steadfastness in the battlefield, observing stern faith in the divine support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep hold of patience and piety, then victory will embrace them on every frontier, and the unbelievers will surrender and run away from the battlefield. One of the most essential things in such conditions is that a Muslim show perseverance like that of a mountain in a battlefield by observing piety and patience, and should never pay heed towards the numeral shortage or plenty of war ammunition, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, translation, Kanzul Iman, and there is no help except from Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.